And now, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. I read recently about a man who said that as he studies traditional food, the tribal cultures have the notion that what you eat is what you become, a belief that's held by Native Americans and many Eastern traditional people. So if you eat a lot of chicken, you have chicken energy, and you run around very quickly in a scattered state. If you eat beef, then you have heifer energy, and you move around slowly and powerfully and deliberately. Well, it's laughable. It is funny. But you know what? It's not that far from the ancient Jewish law in Leviticus 17, which says that they forbid the eating of blood and flesh containing blood. That's the reason you have kosher butchers, even today. Because you see, if you eat the blood of an animal, the belief is, according to Ramban, a 13th century French rabbi and a physician, that they believe animals have souls like we have souls, and if you take the blood of the animal into your body, you're taking the soul of the animal into your body. And gradually you become like the animal. You believe that? Well, that's the belief in Leviticus. That's the belief in Leviticus. If you consume the blood of the animal, you consume the soul of the animal. Therefore, the blood must be offered to God on the altar. The blood and the fat contains the soul of the animal, and so that's offered to God. And this offering will atone for the human's act of killing the animal and also your sins. And so you offer the blood and the fat on the altar. So you might mistakenly become what you eat unless you offer your dinner soul containing the blood to the Lord. Be very careful. That's the belief. So can you imagine, put yourself in the place of these Jews listening, many of them scribes and Pharisees, listening to Jesus when he says, "Eat my flesh and drink my blood." They must have been horrified. Can you imagine? Eat my flesh and drink my blood? That's entirely opposite from what Leviticus says. And their listeners were flabbergasted, I'm sure. You see, for Jesus just to say, eat the blood and flesh of animals would have been transgression enough, but he takes it to extremes when he says, eat my flesh and drink my blood. He's telling them to eat the food of God. Furthermore, he says, ingest my spirit, ingest my soul, ingest my being into your body so that gradually you will become Christ-like. Gradually, we move closer to God. And that's what happens in Holy Eucharist. We believe in consubstantiation, which says that the presence of God, the presence of Christ, enters into the bread and the wine. We don't believe in transubstantiation, which says the bread becomes the flesh and the wine becomes the blood. But the presence of Christ comes into the bread and the wine. And as we ingest that, we are reminded of home. Are we reminded of who we are? We're God's children. And Jesus is saying, take what I say, take my spirit, take my love into your body, and gradually you become more Christ-like. And every time we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we think about home, we think about the kingdom of God in which we live right now. It's not pie in the sky by and by, it's right now. And when that bread touches our lips and the wine touches our lips, we're reminded of Christ and the things he taught us. I think about a little story that I've told before, but I think it illustrates this point. Once there was a father, this is a Chinese fable, that lived at the foot of a big mountain. And he had three sons. And on the mountain, people said, they're gold rocks. And they're streams of silver. And people, he observed, would go up the mountain and never come back. And sure enough, his three sons said one day, we're going up the mountain. And he said, no, please don't, because no one ever comes back. But being three adolescents, they went up the mountain. And they disappeared. One into the house of intellectualism, which he thought that through learning he could gradually become God. One went into the house of power. One went into the house of fame. And they lost themselves in these illusions. Each one became a slave to his desire and forgot home, forgot who he was. Meanwhile, the father at the foot of the mountain was in agony, agonizing over his children that were lost. They had gone astray. And finally, one day he said, I'm going up the mountain to find them. And he went up the mountain and couldn't find them anywhere. And as he was coming back down, he met this beggar about halfway down. And the beggar says, you're looking for your children, aren't you? And the man said, yes. He said, well, the mountain will give you your sons back only if you bring something from home to cause them to remember the love of the family and the love of the father. And so he hurried down the mountain and got a bowl of rice. And as he was coming back up the mountain, he gave about half of it to the beggar because of his advice. And he went on up the mountain, and sure enough, he found his sons one by one. And as he found them, he put on their tongue a grain of rice from the bowl. And in so doing, they remembered who they were. They remembered who he was. They remembered home. And they longed to be with the Father. And so they went home. And they lived happily as a loving family. You see, that little story illustrates what God did through Jesus Christ. God came in human form. And Christ said, this is my body, which is given for you. This is my blood, which is given for you. And when we take the bread and the wine on our lips, we're reminded of home. We're reminded of who we are. We're reminded to take in the essence of Jesus into our bodies so that we gradually become more Christ-like. Jesus said, those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me. And I believe he's saying that we must ingest those things that he taught and ingest his love and spirit into us so that we can gradually become Christ-like And God's love will shine through us. And as we come to Eucharist this morning and take the bread, we're reminded of home. And we take in the presence of Christ. And we move a little closer to being Christ-like. The invitation from Jesus this morning is, come to the table, eat, and be filled. Amen.